something. Most of you know my mother, and if she were here, she would get up and tell you about being born down the road and walking by the old church and to the school over here across the road all of her life, and that they were always told not to play in the pond. They were told that it had no bottom, and that was to scare the mischief out of them, and they wouldn't play around the pond. Well, when my generation come along, it was the only place we had to swim was in this old pond. And so we met every day, and I'm sure not a one of you sitting here, including me, would let your children go off and spend the afternoon swimming in an old pond without any adult to see that they didn't drown in this bottomless pond. But we did that. And so I have grown up in this church, and it means as much to me as it does to Pat. And for some reason, I don't know what, this church was built by people who struggled to build it. They first met at this pond because there was water here, and they come in horse and buggy and mule and wagon, and they had to have something to drink, the mules and the people themselves. So the horses and mules drank out of one end and the people out the other. And they had church here. This was, and of course they had it only at certain times of the year. They built brush arbors for shade. And down through the years, there were bad times and good times. Always, that church up there survived. And truly, I do believe that God is present there. It has certainly made a difference in my life. I went there until I married in 1942, and then my husband was in the Air Force. And for 30 years, we traveled all over the world. And I cannot say that there wasn't a Sunday morning when I was in chapel services that I did not remember this church and the people here, because somehow or other, it was my birthplace. And I just want to say how glad I am that all of you are here, and that maybe all of you can carry on the tradition. Pat and Don have been placed here to carry on this part of it, and I hope that the rest of you will continue to carry on the tradition of this church. Thank you.